Dangerfield, could I have a word with you, please? Pardon my language, but this renovation project of yours is really making our lives a living hell.
Oh, no. What? Who's there? Oh, sorry, Mrs. Cumberbatch. I couldn't hear you knocking over the sound of this construction. What can I do for you today?
That's exactly my point. Mr. Dangerfield, you have had construction going on here for 2 whole weeks already. Even in the middle of the night, all I can do is hear the tap-tap-tapping, the thumping, the whizzing, and the whirring. I can't sleep. I need to sleep.
You're telling me. I'm an extremely successful businessman who needs to get his beauty sleep to look and perform well in the workplace. Do these suitcases under my eyes look like my needs are being fulfilled?
Well, what I can see is that we're both sleep deprived. You aren't even listening to me. This racket is beyond reprehensible. When is it all going to stop?
Reprehensible? As I recall, all of the tenants have been telling me for years to remodel my house. Harassing me is more like it. It's an eyesore, you say. Gotta look like a community, you say. Well, when I finally make it big and have the cash to remodel, now you're complaining about the noise? There's no pleasing you.
Listen, the noise isn't half of the problem. Speaking of eyesores, have you seen the mess your construction workers have been leaving? Every day after lunch, there's dirty lunch boxes, empty bottles of Whisby, cigarette butts, and little cups full of betel nut all over the place. It's disgusting.
What am I supposed to do about it? These are working men we're talking about. What should I do? Tell them to stop eating lunch? Stop drinking Whisby? Quit chewing betel nut? Aren't you the thoughtful one?
I'm not asking you to tell them not to eat. I just want you to say, clean up after yourself. You are the one paying them after all. And while we're on the topic of cleaning up, all these ladders, tools, paint cans thrown everywhere, it's hazardous for all of the tenants in the building, especially children. We're a family community, remember?
Listen, I'd really love to stay and continue this witty banter, but I've really got to get back to the office. Time is money, you know. The good news is, to answer your earlier question, the builders think it will only take them about another 4 weeks to complete the living room, barring any further delays. Oh, but then they're moving on to the bathrooms. So inconvenient.
That's it. I can see we're not getting anywhere. I'm calling the building manager.
Do what you want, lady. It's a free country. But I'm not really sure what you expect me to do at this point. Leave my living room half finished? I have an idea. Why don't you chat with the builders instead? I'm sure they'll be all ears.